I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss and Bobby Hebert will be joining us from Mississippi. And again, it is a special edition as it is an enormously short week. The Saints lose in Philadelphia yesterday to fall to 5-5, and it's a short week as they have the Buffalo Bills, who also lost yesterday. They lost at home to the Colts, 41-15. They're a 6-4. They'll be in the Superdome Thursday evening, Thanksgiving Thursday. Drew Brees will be part of the team with Mike Tirico and Michelle Tafoya. And again, of course, the big Drew Brees halftime special to kind of really say goodbye. I never really got a chance to have a proper goodbye to the man who really defined the quarterback position, as he did for so long for the New Orleans Saints, 15 years. So that's Thursday. So it's a short week for the Saints as they get ready to play again and try to end a three-game losing streak, a streak that really has not been matched since 2016, when they began the 2016 with three straight losses. And as we wait for former head coach Jim Moore to join us, Bobby, there was we're going to talk to Steve Tasker a little later.
Yeah.
And there's so many comparisons to what happened to Buffalo yesterday as to what happened to the Saints. Both teams got bowled over running. Both teams turned the ball over. I mean, it was almost a mirrored script for Buffalo and the Saints yesterday. And neither one of those are scripts you're going to win with.
Well, now, it was at Orchard Park in New York. So the Bills got embarrassed at home. We didn't take care of business on the road in Philly. But when you look at the similarities, even though the rules have changed, I still think if you can run the ball and control the ebb and flow of a game, the tempo, that's still a winning formula. This is freaking unbelievable, Hoss. The Eagles ran the ball 50 times. Not 30, 50. 50 for 242 yards, 4.8 yard average. So that's 5 yards to me. So when I look at that.
Hey, Bobby, the Colts ran it 46.
Yes, I was saying, the Colts did the same thing against the Bills, 46 or 50. You look at the outcome, they won 41-15 against the Bills. So that's kind of a winning formula when you think about it.
Let's do this. Let's bring in your former coach, good friend of ours, former Saints head coach Jim Moore, who's part of the broadcast team for WDSU in New Orleans frequently to be a part of that. Jim Moore, welcome to the show. How are you doing, sir?
Mike, I'm doing good. Thank you.
Are you
good to be on with you guys?
When do you come in? When do you physically come into town?
I come in Wednesday night.
And then will you stay all the way through Dallas? Are y'all doing Dallas as well?
No. I'm coming back home Friday, and after, you know, that we do the show on Thursday with the game, I'll be there for the game. I come back home on Friday, and then I come back out there again on Wednesday for the Ring of Honor for Sam Mills.
Oh, yeah.
For the Dallas game, yeah.
That's awesome. So the Saints situation, 10 games, 5-5, and you want to look at it half glass, half full, but as you – and no coaches will make excuses, but you go on the road – You don't have, you know, Jameis is gone. Your backup is hurt. Taysom's not there. Alvin Kamara is not there. Three of your five starting offensive linemen aren't there. Your running back, Mark Ingram, is only in his fourth game back. I mean, That's not a good situation to be in. What is your takeaway from this? Really, the loss yesterday, and the 5-5 start.
Well, you know, they're not the kind of football team they were at the beginning of the season. There's no question about it. I mean, they blow out the Green Bay Packers, a really good team, their first game, and I was impressed. And I don't think they've been the same since. I think most of it is because of the injury situation. That's same coaches, same everything, except for some of the players they didn't have that they don't have now that they had earlier. And I think they're not the kind of football team they were against Green Bay. There's no question about it. They're not. Just watch them. They're not. And they're struggling a little bit right now, offensively, I think. And then defense, I was kind of proud of the way that the defense played, but has played. But, you know, when people are, I know you guys mentioned, what's happened to them as far as not, you know, running the football. I mean, you got to stop the run. If you can't stop the run, you got problems.
Amen.
You just do. And people are going to keep running the ball on you. And you never get the ball back when they're running the ball and controlling the clock. So I think that's a major factor that they've got to reconcile, from here on in. Stop the run. They've got to do that.
Well,
they're not going to win.
Well, Coach Morrow, what's so puzzling is that the Saints had the number one run defense, only giving up 73 yards a game. The last three games, they've only given up 57 yards, and they got shellacked by the Eagles. 50 attempts for 242 yards. You might say, well, that was just one time. Hell no. Last season, they gave up 246 yards rushing. So, and that was Jalen Hurts' first start. So I'm saying, you know what? We stopping the run. I'm going to make Jalen Hurts pass the ball 35 to 40 times. He had 24 attempts and, 147 yards total, but they just ran all over us. You want to talk about a humble experience. It's when you know they're going to run and they can't stop you from running. And you're supposed to be the number one run defense in the National Football League. What? I don't think I've ever witnessed this. It's not like the Saints were even top 10 or middle of the pack. We were number one, and we got shellacked by the Eagles running the football.
Yeah, and I don't know the reason. You don't know the reason why that happened all of a sudden, but it did happen. And obviously they've got to correct that, or people are going to see what happened to them in that one game, and they're going to try to take advantage of it again. So they've got to stop the run. If you can't stop the run, you're not going to win. I don't care what you say. That's a major factor in determining the outcome of the game.
Amen. Coach Moore, even though the rules have changed, they're protecting the quarterback. They want it more wide open. All I know is I look at the Colts. They go to the Bills. They put a whooping on them 41-15. They have they don't have 50 rushing attempts, but guess what? They have 46 rushing attempts. And then you look at Jonathan Taylor. He set a franchise record. He scored 5 times. He's leading the NFL in both yards rushing and touchdowns. So my question to you, isn't maybe, even though the rules have changed, it's still kind of old school football works whether you win or lose as far as can you run or stop the run?
Yeah, definitely, Bobby. I mean, it's proven every week. And I know people are throwing the ball more than they certainly did when I was coaching. But
right.
But, and that's important. Important, to be able to do that offensively and to protect your quarterback and things like that. And then on the defensive side, to get pressure on the quarterback, that's important too. But, like you said, I don't know if it's old school football or what, but it's also present day football, that if you can run the football, which is hard to do, it's hard to run the football successfully week after week in the NFL, and because they're going to find a way to stop it. If they've got the people over there to stop it, people are going to try to find a way to stop it, and it's hard to find the openings that have happened last week, in running the ball and picking up 8, 9, 10 yards on first down, and then you're in pretty good shape. So, and the more you do it, the more confidence you get doing it, and the harder it is to stop. So they've got to come up with a formula not to let people do that on them. And like you said, until that first game, they were number one in stopping the run, and one game. Well, I'm sure they're looking at this one game and they say why, and they're going to try to correct it. Hopefully they will, because other people are going to run the ball.
Right.
Buffalo's going to run the ball. Dallas is going to run the ball. Two really good football teams. Buffalo struggled a little bit the last couple weeks, but they're a good football team. And they, you know, that I don't know if they're having injury problems or what, but and then Dallas, we know they're good too. So it's, these next 2 weeks are important, and they're going to be tough ones because they're playing really good football teams in both air, in both situations.
Coach, let's flip it to the kind of pivotal point in the game. Late second half, Saints are down 20-7, have the ball at their own 41, under a minute to play, really just kind of a couple of decent plays away from maybe getting a long field goal and making this a 20-10 halftime game. Instead, it's a pick six. Darius Slay takes it for the touchdown, and then the Eagles get it first out of the third quarter, kick a field goal, and like that, it's 30-7 ball game. And there's no more and Slay had just had a fumble recovery for a touchdown the week before, but the pick six is a complete game-changing impact play, and in this case, it was crucial.
Well, Mike, you know, you're never perfect, and the NFL is tough. Every week is tough. I don't care who you're playing, and you have to minimize mistakes that cause you to lose the football game. Those are mistakes that cause the Saints to lose the football game last week. Did they happen in the NFL? Yes. Did they happen to the best teams? Yes. Not on a consistent basis, but it's hard to go through, you know, 17 weeks and not screw things up some. Sometimes they don't determine the outcome of the game, but plays like that do, especially when you're struggling in other areas too. So you bring up two or three instances of plays that help determine the outcome of the game. It happens. It happens every week. And yet the best teams get it corrected and don't let it happen on a consistent basis. The bad teams don't get it corrected, and things do happen to them on a consistent basis. So that's the difference between winners and losers. Every week is a tough challenge. I don't care who you're playing. Minimize mistakes. Do the things that you do well and do them right. And then you got a chance to win. A chance to win. That's all I can say.
That's right. And they had a chance even despite that in the fourth quarter. But you're right. They have fallen behind. They've had too many turnovers. We'll come back more with former Saints head coach Jim Moore after the break here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to a special edition of the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss here. Bobby Hebert at the casino in Mississippi. And on the line with us, former Saints head coach Jim Mora took this team to their first playoffs back in 1987. And now joins us. He's part of the WDSU NBC crew who comes in before the game and does the pregame show. And always happy to talk to him. And we kind of spent the first block talking a lot about defense offensively. And it's been tough. Certainly you knew having to replace Drew Brees was going to be next to impossible. But then Jameis gets hurt. Trevor Siemian's playing. Taysom Hill really can't play in his normal role because he's your backup quarterback now.
And so he's hurt.
And he's hurt. He's on the sidelines with a beanie on. I mean, offensively, they had 99 yards in the first half. I mean, you don't have the horses. I get it. But, you know, it is what it is. You got to play the game. Do you see enough in this offense really from the wide receiver core to make things happen, to create some separation for whoever's a quarterback?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, they haven't shown me that they're able to do that this last couple of weeks. Now, they've lost some games to supposedly people that they're better than personnel-wise. I'm not so sure that's the case. I'm not so sure with the injuries they have that they're better personnel-wise than two or three of the teams that supposedly they're better that they haven't been able to beat. And I think Sean Payton and his staff do a great job. So I'm not putting it on the coaches. Now, coaches make mistakes too. We all did and do. But I'm not so sure the Saints, personnel wise, especially offensively, with Kamara out, injuries in the receiver core, the wide receiver core. Now I'm looking that the tight end's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Is that correct?
Yeah, the tight end Adam Trautman.
He played great last week. He made a couple of phenomenal catches. He's a good player. He's somebody to go to offensively, which they do. And now with him being out, that's another injury to an offensive weapon. I'm not so sure that they're good enough to beat some teams that they've lost to. They didn't get out coached. They don't get out coached. But personnel wise, I have some doubts. I look at them, a third team quarterback supposedly, and yet I think he's been okay. I really do. I don't think he's been the main reason they've lost games, but he is what he is. And I worry about him. I worry about him going against Buffalo and Dallas these next 2 weeks and the rest of the season. But these next 2 weeks, even though they're home games and all that kind of stuff, I don't know if they're good enough.
Yeah.
Personnel-wise, right now, with their injury status.
And then when you look at that personnel and then you minus two for the game, you're like, what? Minus two, then we have no snowball chance in hell. Now, the one thing, we're a plus seven for the season. Now we're plus three. The reason why I bring that up, that if all of a sudden that you're in that minus category, when you turn the ball over three or more times, that's not even going way back in our heyday or even like a couple of decades or a decade. If you just look at the last five NFL seasons, if you turn over the ball three times, you win 15% of the time. Well, we turn it over three times, we got one back, we're a minus two. Well, it's amazing the game was even 40-29. It would be more like it was late in the third quarter when we were behind 33-7. That game was not even as close as the final score, because you can't win minus two. To me, it just goes to show you lose 85% of the time.
Well, I've always been a big believer that, and I've done this a lot, is look at the stats on the day after the game. Look at the takeaway giveaway ratio for each team. Who wins that war? That's usually the winning team. You've got to protect the football, and you've got to take it away from the other people. But mainly, you've got to protect it. That to me is the biggest determination in the outcome of a game. And not always. Don't get me wrong. Not always. But a lot of the time is who turns the ball over less than the opponent, and the one that does it the least wins the football game.
Now, Coach Moore, have you ever witnessed, who's healthy, who's not healthy, who's available? Because you talked about this at the beginning of our conversation. You had a significant win against the Packers. You go on the road, you beat the Patriots now. The Patriots are kind of trending in the right direction, getting better. You beat the Bucks. You beat the world champs, but then all of a sudden you lay an egg against the Giants. You have 11-point lead with a lead with 8 minutes left. Then you lose to Atlanta, and then all of a sudden, what's happened? It's like you're losing games that you think you should win, but then you're winning games that you think you don't have a chance. It's like, I don't know, Helter Skelter, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. So no one thinks we're going to beat the Bills or Dallas. Back, Thursday to Thursday night games, but we're behind the eight ball, but it seems like we rise to the occasion when that occurs, considering no one really thinks we're going to win.
Well, you're right, Bobby, but I think the NFL is crazy, and it seems to me it's crazier this year than ever.
Yeah.
Not bad teams, but lesser teams beating supposedly better teams, personnel-wise, and it happens every week, and it's hard for me to figure it out. So I just say, hey, anything can happen in these games, but I think that you've got to go out and do the best you can, be as healthy as you possibly can. But if you don't have certain people, the other team's got a better chance to beat you. There's no question about it. But even with your better people, every week, a team that I say, there's no way they're going to lose to this team. But they do, and it happens. And you just got to go out there every week, prepare the best you can, coach the best you can, and give it all on game day. And then maybe you'll have a chance to win. Maybe you won't. I don't know. It's hard to say. But the NFL's tough. Every week it's tough. and it comes down to a play here, a play there, a turnover here, whatever, and somehow you got to find a way to come out with more points than the other guys. And I don't care who you're playing. I don't care if you're playing the Giants or the Bucks. You know, you got to figure out a way to win.
Saints head coach Jim Moore. We need to step aside, but more with the former Saints head coach when we come back after the break right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Correct. Mark Ingram, I think, has gone in there and done a really good job, and thank goodness they got him, you know,
right,
a few weeks ago. But Kamara is a little bit more – he's in that special category. You know, I like to think of him – as a special running back. I mean, he's got a lot, and maybe he can make a few more yards than Mark Ingram, and I'm really impressed with Mark, his intensity, the way he runs the football, aggressive, you know, breaks tackles, the whole deal. But Kamara's just a little bit better, and being a little bit better makes a difference, so they miss him.
Now, you know, Coach Moore, I know your strength has always been on the defensive side of the ball, and you know who's the best of the best. You know, one player I've been impressed with is Marcus Davenport. I'm looking at Davenport, boy, he's hell when he's well. And either the Saints are going to pay him or somebody's going to pay him. He led the team with 10 total tackles, a sack and a half, 4 quarterback hurries, a tackle for a loss. He has Reggie White. Now, that's a big statement. Reggie White-style bull rushing abilities. When he's blown up opposing offensive tackles and just thrown him into the quarterback, I haven't seen that in a while. And I love Cam Jordan, but it seems like the ability of Davenport has been off the top. And I know all other teams recognize that. Now, to be held accountable, you got to be available. But if Davenport is playing game in and game out, he's been that dominant of a player.
And let me ask you this. You guys know it better than I do. Isn't this the first – he was a number one first-round draft pick, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Correct. But has he been a little bit in previous years – answer me here. Has he been a little bit of a disappointment as a number one pick?
Yes, because he's always hurt. He's always hurt.
He's playing a lot. I mean, are you saying he's playing and with an injury that keeps him from being as good as he could be?
No,
or is he just missing games?
No,
I don't remember him, and you guys know better than I do, missing a lot of games. I remember I see him in the past watching games, and he's playing as a defensive end, and yet he's not being as productive or making the plays that he should be doing if he's got that much ability and he's that good of a player. I kind of thought that he's been a little bit of a disappointment, but watching the games this year, I see him making more plays than I have in the past. So hopefully that's a sign. I don't know why he's better, but is it a contract situation or whatever coming up, something like that? But he's playing like a first-round draft pick ought to play this year.
Coach Moore, like you said, it is his contract year. So if the Saints don't pay him, I think somebody's going to pay him. But he has missed way too many games. You know what he reminds me of, Coach Moore? He's like a Lamborghini or Ferrari. Boy, you test drive it, and it's like, man, this car is freaking unbelievable. I don't know. Then all of a sudden, I don't know, a spark plug or something's wrong, and he's not. No, the one thing about him, he has to feel good. He has to really feel like he's ready to roll. I don't know if he truly would play hurt a game in and game out. That might be the modern-day player or whatever, but when he's been well, he's been hell. He's gotten it done. But he's not always there, Coach.
Well, you know what? That's could be a negative for him. You know, it's hard to go through a season in the NFL. You know that. He's a quarterback. And without having some bumps and bruising and playing with, you know, pain or injury. They say you can play. You should be able to play with pain, but not necessarily when you're injured. But if he's not playing when he just got some pain and some problems physically, which most players do in the NFL, still go out there and play good, you know, then that's a problem. That's a problem with him. Do you want a guy like that and pay him a lot of money if he's not going to show up every week? I don't know. That's a decision teams have to make.
Yep.
Well, Coach, I can't wait to see you on Thursday. Maybe you're going to be the lucky charm this team needs on Thursday, Thanksgiving night, and then back-to-back Dallas for the big one, the departed Sam Mills, as his name goes up into the Ring of Honor. Appreciate your time. Can't wait to see you.
All right. I always enjoy being on with you guys, okay?
All right.
Take
thank
care.
You, Coach. All right.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Former Saints coach Jim Mora. Now let's get our stations to identify themselves. And now, coming back, we will dive right into game week because it's Buffalo coming to town for Thursday night. We'll be joined by longtime Buffalo Bill Steve Tasker, wide receiver, special teams, working radio and TV now. We'll talk to Steve Tasker next on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.